from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What it do, baby? Hey! One time for Friday vibes. Let's go. Welcome in here to episode number 997.
What episode is this?
997. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
I'm going to say something to start this show real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, do what you do.
I don't want to kill the gimmick.
Okay.
I'm going to be like Joe break kayfabe the second the show starts.
Joe, I had a great time talking about the A's on our live broadcast.
It's all fake. None of this is real. We love you, Joe.
Shout out, Joe.
Joe did a great job.
He did. He did real good. I think Joe will be good at this if he wants to do it.
I mean, Joe loves sports, man. He loves his Kings. He loves baseball. Man, it's a good Friday. We're getting just good news all over the place. I just got a message from Rebecca Brunson.
What?
Rebecca Brunson hit me up to tell me happy birthday. I said, thanks, homie. Like, hey, we got to get you on the show. The Kings and Timberwolves open the season. She hit back, absolutely. What took so long?
Come on now. Come on. Did you hear back from Candace Parker yet?
nothing from Candace.
She replied back, go to hell.
Straight to hell. No,
nothing from
Candace, but we did hear back from Rebecca Brunson. Again, why is this so close? Why does this look so weird today?
Oh, I mean, you are a little closer.
I know
I'm
why.
A back where
I know why. No, Jesse got it. There it is.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What it was.
Okay.
I was like, why
you,
are
you are a little close. I was about where I normally am.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
It's the Windhorse edition.
So,
Hey, what would Windhorse and Isaiah Thomas look like on the show?
Like this. If Windhorse was doing a show with Isaiah, he'd be doing it like this. So this is strong visual content for the radio audience.
Now, let me tell you why I love Namia's quota.
No, who was Isaiah raving about? Was it DC?
I think it was Doug. Yeah, I think he did say quota.
Yeah, he had a quota in there.
No, there was definitely quota, which is probably why Lewis was so confused. Did he hit us with a quota or something like that?
Big man.
That was an all-timer.
Where's Lewis? I don't think we heard from Lewis since then. Lewis, you better call in, dog.
Well,
you got a show to do.
Titus been carrying the show for about a week and a half now.
You got a show to do, Lewis, that's man. You better pull up.
Titus taking the off season off, and he's just chilling, making Titus do all of the work. Not to break the gimmick, but as we go into like the 1,000th episode, that's obviously like a ton of work, and we've done our best to work with the people who actually show up here.
Well, yeah,
all three of you.
Yeah, and
three.
A number of people have noticed that that's not going well. Complex being one, but more importantly, Kimberly being another. Mm. We have a lot of fun with Kimberly because she is a character on this show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When we need something done, though, we go to her and it gets done.
Facts.
Like 10 times out of 10, it gets done. I literally went to the final boss, who is not scheduled to be here on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, can you move your San Francisco meeting? Because we'd really like you to be here. Mm. And she goes, yeah. Mm. She's looking at her calendar, looks me dead in my face. Mm-hmm. This is the vice president of our region. Mm-hmm. You have to ask him. That's what she said to me. So I was like, all right. The good part is I had already asked Kim.
Yeah.
Kim told me to go to Stacy. The wheels were already in motion for that. So Kimberly is working on making sure that some people that we want to be here for that 1,000th episode are going to be here.
I'm just, you know, I'm so glad I hired Kim. You know, I'm just so glad I hired Kim. And, you know, it was a good decision on my part to hire young
very
Kim.
Very good. Yeah. It's very good. She's showing a lot of potential. She's shown a lot of, been very happy recently. I haven't quite put my finger on that, but she has just been in just
not wearing black and as much anymore.
She's justice.
I ain't gonna say the other line. that's what I remember though. I mean, I remember the whole movie. Like I know the words to the entire movie.
Oh yeah, you walk different. That was that the
she
line.
She looks at you. You even walk different.
I love that movie. She got the denim on with the white and the hair up. Lord, Janet Jackson. Come on now. Well, vibes are up. It's Friday. We got a big day.
Yeah.
We're doing the KSFM show from the roller rink tonight.
It's going to be fun.
We hope y'all can pull up, man.
Are you skating?
It's
me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm skating. I mean, yeah, if the boss there. Lets me. But yeah, I'm down. I don't want to exaggerate how I can skate. I'm not Usher, but you know, I float.
This is low key even 4 years in the making. I feel you've been kind of talking up your skating for a while.
Once again, I'm not Usher. Let's not.
No, you can't walk these back now.
I never said I was.
Well, no, like,
but I float.
You were calling for couple skates, backwards skates.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, yeah.
Dude called for like a limbo or something.
Bro, just earlier this week, I'm going to be out there skating. I'm going to skate. Hey, now it's just if Complex lets me.
Who didn't go to Cal Skate and know about the limbo? You got to do the limbo on the skates. Yeah, come on, man. Where we at?
Bro, what year were you at Cal Skate?
Man, I was there from 95
Great, stop
to
right
98.
There. No, stop. Okay, it's, oh, good. You're Shawn Michaels' years. What a coincidence.
I got more texts about that, by the way. I was texting you guys about it.
Oh, no. I've got to, I'm going to be an adult here. I need everybody. I got a bone to pick with you guys because I saw something last night. I was like, oh, this is what we doing? This is what we doing? We talking about Bastion Booger, and this is the guy that was main eventing? All right, we'll talk about it.
No, wait a minute.
No, stop.
I'm pointing out right now.
What?
Okay,
Wait a minute.
Wait, I think I see the same tweet he saw.
Who was that guy,
Great Khali?
Hey, don't be bringing up Eugene, bro.
Who the hell is Eugene?
Don't do that. He's problematic.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have a reply to that one.
I saw the tweet this morning. I was like, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
I saw that. I said, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
He was a main event. I kind of was.
Well,
this is SummerSlam against Triple H. Yeah, never mind.
He kind of was. That's crazy.
No, real talk. I don't know who Eugene is.
Eugene. Oh, man.
How do you even talk? Like,
I don't know. Eugene was, what was he like? Eric Bischoff's nephew?
Something like that.
In storyline, he's Eric Bischoff's nephew.
And Eric was in,
he was like the general manager or something. Okay. He was like the general manager. And he was, He was like special. He was. That's the best that's way I can put it.
That's what he was doing.
That's what Redacted was doing.
But he was. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. Here, wait a second. Wait. Unlike Mabel. And this is true. This is a shoot. Eugene was over.
That's facts.
Like Eugene got a pop. That's
not supporting your argument.
No, Eugene. They loved Eugene.
What's his name was over too.
Who?
Ryder. Woo.
Well, yeah, we put the U.S. title on him, huh? And then Caden rolled him off on a wheelchair off the stage, I think.
Didn't they give Ryder the IC title at WrestleMania and like Miz took it the next day?
I think so.
That's one of my favorite moments ever. They thought, we did it. We got Ryder the title. And the next day, Miz is like, nah, hold
on. I'm pretty sure John Cena took his lady, too.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. And then John was like, I'm not getting married. And then got married.
I completely forgot about Eugene. That's crazy.
I'm just strolling along. You know, going on a walk, and then I'm on Twitter, and on this day, said Triple H, and who is that? Who the hell? Eugene? And they told me it was better then. I never even heard of this guy.
Triple H's SummerSlam record is so bad, because I'm pretty sure there's a Great Khali match in there somewhere. Eugene is in there. Like, it's not pretty.
Great Khali, I will say this, though. He was better than Giant Gonzalez. He was.
Based on what?
He had some comedic.
Great Khali, like when he first jumped out, like he had R, like the kids say.
When Beth Phoenix kissed him, that was pretty funny. Or was it Beth? I think it was Beth Phoenix that did
it. It's not a lot of moments, but Giant Gonzalez had zero.
Yeah, Great Khali, Paul Rey Mysterio's had like it was a blueberry or whatever.
Giant. he did that.
I was traumatized, bro.
Giant Gonzalez's whole moment was like he had a paintbrushed outfit with fur on it.
He was wearing a Party City like Halloween costume.
Like, that's for real.
Giant Gonzalez was trash.
Oh,
but yeah, nah, 95-98, Sean. Come on now. That solidified it.
Nah, to me, like, nah. No, like, I dug my heels even more yesterday.
That's so crazy. Like, you got him. You got, like, Sean walking around with Jose Lothario talking about this is peak Shawn Michaels. What are we doing?
If it was a versus, I'll put 2,000 Shawn Michaels up against anybody.
Do you guys, but once again, you guys talking matches. I can't.
Moments, too.
No, moments.
Come on, man. Shawn Michaels, the boyhood dream with Jose Lothario wasn't it. When Shawn turned heel, I'll give you Shawn in 97. Shawn in 97 and Brett in 97 were his, I mean, really, Shawn in 97, Brett in 97, and Austin in 97 was as bad as you can get.
That was like, what's the year with all those hip hop albums? Wasn't that 96?
Maybe 94 or ready. Like I think Ready to Die, Enter the 36. Those all came out in 94.
Reasonable Doubt came out too.
I think Reasonable Doubt was 96.
It was like Reasonable Doubt, Illmatic, the Fugees, whatever. With that, but 96.
Got you. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, that's exactly the greatest albums in hip hop history all came out in a 2-year period, 3-year period, I guess.
According to Manny.
I was going through clips.
Definitely, man. Manny texted me loving that B.O.B. album. Like, Manny, leave me alone, bro.
I believe he was 45th on the Atlanta Rappers Islam list.
Who is?
B.O.B.
B.O.B.'s not bad.
Nah,
he
cool.
was, I'm tripping off. They had Playboi Carti at
12.
You know who That's dropped cool. an album today that I didn't know till like 20 minutes ago? YG.
Yeah, I was listening to it this morning.
Yeah.
What do you think? You the YG guy.
I like it. It's a little bit closer to his older stuff. It's not like his as good as his old stuff, but it's kind of going back to that.
He got one with Ty that got my attention.
That's like, the one that Naka's on, right?
The album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was surprised too. I was happy though.
Yeah, I had no idea it came out. Absolutely none.
And then
Complex mentioned it. I was like, YG dropped an album last night?
Yeah.
He did.
I got to listen cool. to it. I like YG. Cool. I got to listen to it now.
It's cool. All right. That didn't mean to do that.
It's Friday. Like Casey said on the handoff, it's Friday.
Yeah, James was like, what are you guys going to talk about?
Friday, James, stop asking me that. I know John Lynch spoke this morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Morning in San Francisco. We'll talk a little bit about that. I feel like there's a standoff with these wide receivers and their agents going on right now, and it might have less to do with the teams than it does the actual players. So we're just getting started. We are so happy that you're here with us. Shout out to everybody in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. The Labor Day sales event is going on right now. Huge savings on every mattress in the store. I've been telling y'all for months now, Beautyrest Black, that is the way to go. They've got deals to get the adjustable headboards. Don't leave the store without getting the adjustable headboards. They've got everything on sale for you, and you can enjoy 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required.
And also, don't leave the store without telling them D-Lo and KC sent you.
Please, that's you got to tell
them. I'm telling you.
You telling Matthews Mattress D-Lo and KC sent you is good for all of us.
Yes.
Trust me. Drop our names and find the location nearest you over at MatthewsMattress.com. We'll officially get started. Perhaps when D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. KC's watching HBK turn on.
It's a great Hulk moment Hogan. Here. Afterward, Hogan is celebrating.
Arco Arena.
Hand to the ear.
Yep.
Leaning over there. Sean is like, yeah, get this side. Get this side. Let's go. Double thumbs up from Hogan. Oh, then he says, all right, A-OK. And oh, super kick.
Took him out.
From Shawn Michaels.
Now he's just staring at him.
And the Arco Arena crowd is in disbelief.
They fell quiet.
I can't hear it, but they're barely moving.
Yeah, they fell quiet because they had celebrated for a minute or two. Yeah, they fell quiet when that hit.
Today's the honest day for when Evolution turned on Randy Orton, too.
Oh, wow.
That's classic.
I give him the thumbs
that
down.
That is classic. That's classic. I mean, I wasn't locked in, but I remember that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that moment.
Randy.
Yay. Yeah.
Randy wasn't ready for all of that, but it went a long way for him, man. That was really good stuff. Vibes are up. You want to ruin them?
Sure.
Bleacher Report. We know what a great source for anything Bleacher Report is. They're predicting records based solely off the schedule that came out.
What, didn't we say yesterday, don't do that?
We did. They didn't listen. We knew they were going to. We knew that they were going to.
This is crazy.
Sacramento Kings, 44-38.
Well, at least above 500.
Well, wait a second. And I'll read to you a little bit of what they said here. Consider this another casualty of the West. We shouldn't necessarily expect the Sacramento Kings to be any worse than they were last season when they went 46-36. But they could still wind up with a couple fewer wins. Their division in particular, which includes the Warriors, the Clippers, the Lakers, and Suns, has five teams that can reasonably expect to be in the playoffs. 50-win seasons are going to be hard to come by. Still, the Kings figure to be tough. Tough out every single night. De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis have become one of the league's most dynamic offensive duos. Keegan Murray is still on the way up, and getting Malik Monk to re-sign was a coup. The biggest change, of course, is the addition of DeMar DeRozan. His lack of defense and outside shooting could be a problem. But DeRozan's playmaking, passing, and mid-range game will give the attack an element it hasn't had before. But we're still pegging them to go two games worse. Now.
Oh, man.
It gets better.
It's not, they're not done.
It gets better.
It was crazy.
It gets better. The Golden State Warriors. 46-36. Depending on the price, the Golden State Warriors landing Lauri Markkanen could have vaulted them back into title contenders tier. But whatever Utah Jazz's price was, Golden State obviously didn't get there. Markkanen signed an extension, blah, blah, blah. So after losing Thompson to the Mavericks and failing to land either of the big names they targeted this year, Markkanen or Paul George, the Warriors may be relying on internal development to challenge the top of the West. Steph Curry just proved in the last two games of the Olympics that he's more than capable of single-handedly swinging a big game with his shooting. Because I guess LeBron James is on this team, too.
And did he single-handedly sway the play-in game where they got their ass beat?
But the rest of this roster is nowhere near the level it was at the height of the mid-2000s dynasty.
So let's add wins.
Pods, Kuminga, Trace Jackson Davis may all have to make mini leaps to threaten 50 wins. Exceeding that over-under is a slightly different proposition, though. And even in spite of a slightly underwhelming summer, the Warriors likely did enough to be at least six games above 500. And here we go. Buddy Hield can replace the shooting of a post-prime Clay. De'Anthony Melton gives them a point-of-attack defender who can knock down threes. And Kyle Anderson has long been one of the game's most versatile playmaking forwards. Adding those veterans.
What? What? The guy couldn't play in the playoffs. What?
Adding those veterans to Curry and Draymond Green should keep Golden State in the playoff hunt.
Oh, man. Oh, man. No, give me the Kyle Anderson line again. Please, please, please.
And Kyle Anderson has long been one of the game's most versatile playmaking forwards.
The game's most. What?
You know, I didn't look at all of this. This actually, I think it gets even better.
What?
The Houston Rockets. 44-38.
Oh my.
I had no interest in seeing all of these. Now I got to see all of them. Let's see. No, Atlanta, Boston. Jesse, they got Boston at 56-26.
Wow, what the hell's their problem?
Yeah, Boston going to win 56 games. All right, man. All right.
Cleveland, 49-33. Dallas, 51-31. Denver, 55-27.
You said Denver?
Denver.
Denver's got, they're getting better. Where they, would they win 56 last year?
Oh, I don't think they, I think it might have been 55, 54.
Oh, so it's the same.
I feel like I might really be down on Denver.
As you should. I mean,
like I don't want to be too. I don't want to overdo
I
it.
I feel
though.
Like you guys are doing a lot.
They're not gonna. They're not gonna.
Maybe they'll 50, be closer.
They were 57 last
57.
Year.
They're not gonna fall off the face of the earth, but
51 and 53, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Clippers 42 and 40. The Lakers 44 and 38. Memphis 49 and 33.
John Morant and Marcus Smart.
49 and 33.
Hey, look, I think Memphis is going to be better too, but that's all right.
Minnesota, okay. 50 and 32. The Pelicans, 46 and 36. The Thunder, 55 and 27. The Suns, 50 and 32. The Blazers, 15 and 67.
They're going to have the Spurs over 500 in case he's going to throw something.
Sacramento, 44 and 38. San Antonio, 33 and 49.
Now, I do agree with that.
Utah, 26 and 56. Washington with 20 wins.
I disagree with a lot of those win totals. Well, not a lot. I disagree with a few of those win totals. The write-up is crazy.
The write-up is pretty nuts.
The write-up is that. I mean, I could just kind of shake off like, oh, okay, you think this and that, this and that. The write-up is crazy.
Here's, yeah. So here's the thing. To me, if you predict to win the Sacramento Kings, they're going to win 48, 49 games. Mm-hmm. And they win 50, to me, you're essentially right. Mm-hmm. Right? You get a grace period of like one or two. Mm-hmm. But when you... They have them at 44, worse than last year, and I guess it's all because DeMar doesn't play defense.
But Buddy Hield, no issues there. No, he's going to replace the shooting. No issues.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. This is what we're talking about.
Come on, man.
When these national media people, is damn Will Z's, they become these one-trick ponies where teams have narratives. Not players. Mm-hmm. Teams have narratives. Mm-hmm. And the Kings have a narrative about defense. It's going to be written in everything that is written about the Sacramento Kings until October. Or, shoot, probably right. Until January. Yeah.
I'd go to April.
No one has written that Buddy Hield very, very literally, does not play defense. Mm. Steve Kerr going to change that? Rick Carlisle couldn't change it.
Right.
Again, we have been very consistent in this. Buddy had some really good moments in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I think he did a lot of really good things in Indiana, and I'm going to attribute a lot of that to Rick Carlisle. Mm-hmm. I posed the question, how would things be different with Buddy if he played for Mike Brown instead of having played for Luke Walton mm-hmm. and you know, Alvin Gentry for a team that was had already fallen apart at that point, not right. Trying to be critical of Alvin, just right, that's right. Was the nature of the season. But it's the same. Mm-hmm. The Buddy Hield game is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. He's on his fourth team, like his
What's
fifth team of his career.
You?
Like yeah, exactly like Daryl Morey has said, like, yeah, we couldn't work with him. He didn't work with the Pacers. Like we know who this is.
He could barely play for the Sixers.
Yeah,
he was barely getting off the bench, and once again, I don't think Buddy Hield is necessarily that. Like, I think he's a rotational NBA player. Like, I don't think he should be getting DMPs or anything like that. But to just they got the Warriors. The Warriors won 46 games last year. They've got like essentially no fall off because of the young guys and because of Buddy Hield, D'Anthony Melton, and one of the game's most versatile scorers. Kyle Anderson. That, I lost it.
And their second leading scorer last year. Not of all time. Mm. Just last year. Mm. Their second leading scorer last year is gone.
Man, it's just all good. It's
and the Kings good. Acquire a 20-point-per-game scorer, and it's a negative two.
It's like you said, bro. They just go off of narratives with these teams now.
Crazy.
It's just crazy. Like I said, I just shake my head. I just shake my head. I can't believe some of the things that are written. Just not, and it's not even the Kings. It's about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I can't believe it. And they got a job to do. They got content to have out there. I'm sure there's a certain level of want to get reactions off the things that they say as well. So I understand the game. But a lot of the times, I don't even think it's the game. I think it's just... it's just incompetence.
Shout out to the very first person who says, I think the Kings are going to be 44-38, and here's why. I think DeMar DeRozan is going to stunt Keegan Murray's growth, and I think that's going to take a little time to figure out. I think the Kevin Huerter situation is going to be a little uncomfortable, and that could create a bad dynamic in the locker room that's never been there before. You're using, like, I don't think any of that is happening, but shout out to the person who puts together the first article that explains why they think the Sacramento Kings won't be able to be good with the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan, right, instead of relying on the fact they're not going to play enough defense because they never do. Oh, and God, the West is just too good.
Right. Look, Trista did it. Remember we asked Trista, we were like, are you sold on the Kings being a top six team? She's like, no. Like, I think they will be. Like, I think they can be. But here's why I'm concerned. And she named things that were legit. When we talk about the Kings, don't get it twisted. We may believe that of what they're capable of and what they can do. But that doesn't mean the reverse isn't an option. Like, those things could happen. The things that would, in my opinion, that would keep them from being a top six team or winning 50 games are never in these read-ups. Like, their defense is not going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar DeRozan and the spacing is not going to be a problem. I promise you, that is not why they're not going to win.
No.
The things that you just mentioned are very real reasons why they may struggle. Those are the, like you said, if you're going to have a real critique of them, let it be real.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it just be some regurgitated nonsense. That's what I don't understand.
Regurgitating nonsense is easier than critically thinking. Critically thinking is one of the hardest things to do.
Mm.
And these guys can't do it.
Well, like, do you like your job?
Well,
honestly, like, we all watch, like, the league or whatever. Casey could tell you whatever about the Hornets. You could say about the Pistons or whatever. And same for, damn, half the people in the chatty house or whatever.
But it's quantity over quality. It's how much stuff can we get out there? Like, hey, the schedule was just released. Let's push out this article where we predict the win-loss totals of every team in the league. All right, let's follow it up with a little write-up on them. Well, that's a tall task. Well, what do we know about the teams?
Right.
And that's what it becomes. And, like, clearly they're leaning on the work of our man Anthony Slater.
Yeah.
Because he half of what they wrote was in reference to stuff Anthony Slater wrote earlier this week. Another thing Ant-Man wrote was how there's a lot of people in the organization, around the organization, that feel this team could potentially threaten for the top four. That influences their thinking. Like, they're not using their thoughts on the Golden State Warriors or the Sacramento Kings,
right,
or likely any of these other teams to incorporate into their writing. They're going to see what are the big stories out there. Well, here's one that had a little traction. This was Ant-Man. Let's see what Ant-Man wrote. Let's use that to frame our thoughts on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, look,
it's not an original thought out there.
The only thing it does for myself is it brings into question everything that you write in this situation. Because if you're just this, in my opinion, this off with the Kings the way they are consistently when they talk about that, who else are you off when you talk about?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Like,
teams that we don't follow as closely.
I'm going to writer X, who's a national writer, and like, man, I want to, what's going on with Minnesota? Well, if you're this wrong about the Kings and I go to you about Minnesota, are you that off on Minnesota as well? Like, it brings everything into question when you deal with, like, even guys that I don't agree with or I don't like, we talk Kevin O'Connell, you know, like, I know he watches basketball. I don't like see the game the same way he does. I don't agree with the way he goes about it, but I know he's watched the Kings. Zach Lowe, we talk about him. I know he's watched the Kings.
He definitely does.
I don't have to agree with you all the time. You don't have to agree with me, but I do want to know that you've taken the time to like see the Kings and other teams and things like that. I can handle that. But when I just know like you're this far off, all right, well, what else are you that far off with? Not gonna go back to that source. And that's just me. Anybody else can do whatever they want to do.
Someone asked, I think it was Tay. Here's Tay in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. Is there consequences for writing garbage takes in sports journalism these days? The emphatic answer is no. All that matters is that people do what I did when the push notification came through. Mm-hmm. I clicked on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, we got a lot of football stuff we want to get to. This is Kings related. That's our number one priority. Let me see what this says real quick. That's all that matters. As long as you click on it, like think about all of the nonsense we see in clips on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You watch it. You can be mad at it. You can hate it. You can call it garbage. You don't even watch the show. You see a YouTube short. You get a YouTube short of Stephen A. screaming about Colin Kaepernick for the 457th time. You watched it. They got the views for it. Unlike D'Lo and KC, they got paid for it. Didn't solve all our problems this morning. But that's all it is. Did you click on the article? Yeah, man, that NBA records such and such had a million views. Okay, well, guess what's happening next year? A record prediction based off the schedule. Mm-hmm. Just like record predictions come out, based off drafts, based off free agency. How do things change after the trade deadline? Mm-hmm. It's all the same people writing it.
And look,
they're taking advantage of people's excitement for the basketball season. Because as we pointed out with Matt yesterday, it's gonna dwindle.
Yeah,
we're now at the point. This was a cool moment. Now we're at the point where it's like, come on, De'Aaron, come home, man. Like, or whoever's not here, come back. Like, somebody do an appearance. Like anything.
Yeah. And look, Tay, I understand what you're saying. This isn't a court of law. There shouldn't be consequences for opinions that you write about a sports team. Like, that's fine. The only thing I will say is, the only way you can do it, like, nobody should lose pay or, you know, get docked off a team beat because you wrote something. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, public shaming on these platforms is cool. And I mean that in, like, a fun way, right?
We're going to jump you on Twitter.
Yeah. And then look, if let's just say
your takes and your thoughts on sports.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we have fun with it, right? But even when I say that, like, we're not going to call you out your name. We're not going to say anything, like, call you nothing like that. Jack Smith, you wrote this article. I don't know who it is, but Jack Smith, you wrote this write up or whatever the case may be. And say the Kings start off 20-6. And he writes a article saying, well, the Kings, man, this team is really playing well. I'm like, No. You don't write about the Kings until you address what you said here.
Mm.
And once you address it, then we let it go. Mm. But no. Every time you write an article, I'm in them comments. No, address what you said in July or August. That's how you hold them accountable. Like I said, nobody needs to lose their job, be docked pay or anything else like that because they have an opinion that maybe you don't agree with. But you see, be like, no, we're not going to just jump to, wow, what a good team they are. I remember what you said. You need to address that on your podcast or in your column, and then we can move on.
Let's get TC in here, 916-909-1320. What's happening, TC?
Yes, sir. Happy Friday, man. What's up with my two brothers?
Yes, sir.
We good, man.
Why you sound so down today?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I wasn't down. I'm just on a break real quick. I had to take a break, man, and call my boys real quick.
My dog.
Hey, I don't know. For sure. Hey, I don't know if y'all was listening to me, bro. Look, I be taking this sack stuff personal, bro, about the Kings and whatever, man. I called in a 95.7 this morning, bro, and I know them the homies lightweight, but I had to kind of get at Joe a little bit this morning, bro. I was like, bro, stop always down talking sack all the time. And I'm not even really a big baseball guy. A's, Giants, none of that, right? But yeah, he's talking about the A's and Sutter Health Park, and it's a show. How to know MLB teams are gonna want to come here? I was like, bro, Joe, stop, get on the airway, dog. Like, I don't want to cause friction. I was just like, bro, stop downplaying sack all the time like that. Like, nobody never wants to come here. like, no teams want to play in Sutter Health. And he's like, oh, Golden One. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. I take it personal this morning. I don't know if y'all was listening. I just wanted to get on the airwaves. I don't want to start no beef for that, bro. I just was like, man, bro, Joe, you got to calm down with that, bro, all the time.
Nah, it's never going to be beef because those are our guys first and foremost. And, then, you know, shout out to TC, repping for the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, making sure our voices are heard out there. It's almost like, for me at least, it's almost like we talk about with national TV games. And we're having fun with this article, but even articles, right? When you talk about the Kings, when you talk about Sacramento in a grander scheme, it's fine. They can think whatever they want. We have a great time here. We have a great time here. And guys like myself and you, we've been all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen different cities,
mm-hmm.
different environments.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay Area itself. Bay Area is a great place. I'm cool. I don't need to move there. I'm good. I love Sacramento. It's great. I have a great time in Sacramento.
Well, the stuff I think that's funny about that, and this is, and I love both of those dudes. It's there are two things that are very true. I've never met either one of them. Like, neither one of them. Never seen either one of them in person.
I have.
Love them both.
Yeah.
Never seen either one of them in person. But, and I know, I say that to say, I don't know where they live.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue.
I think they're both, I ain't going to say where Bonte lives. Joe lives in San Francisco, in the city.
So most people don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd ask those people as they're trashing Sacramento, like, where do you live?
Because
you live in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
That encompasses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live? Oh, I live in Walnut Creek, or live over here in this random city that's not San Francisco, not Oakland. Oh, okay. So people are clamoring to come. What was that, Martinez? Are y'all getting a baseball team there? A basketball team?
Right.
No, like, you're all lumped in with this, and Golden State has done a magnificent job of making this a Bay Area thing instead of a San Francisco thing,
mm-hmm.
right? San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area, it encompasses a massive, massive area, which is why, hey, Joe, where you live? Oh, San Francisco. Okay. Tommy, where you live? Oh, Bay Area. No, be more specific. Like, where do you live?
Right.
If they say Bay Area, it's not going to be San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Oakland. It's going to be one of them little tiny cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what baseball
more times
team?
Than not, yeah.
What team y'all got? Well, and that's not even a knock, because most people ain't rich like Joe, because Joe's clearly rich to live in San Francisco.
Right.
That morning show must be paying $4 billion a year for Joe to live in San Francisco. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Bonte got that TV money. Well, he must helicopter in from Malibu.
He on somebody's hill. He on somebody's hill somewhere.
Man. You know what
I mean? But, It is interesting, because a part of that had to do with the last Battle of the Bay taking place this weekend with the Giants and the A's. And if you want, we could talk about it a little more, because it's interesting. Like I said, I enjoy Sacramento, and I've lived in the Bay Area. I've lived in L.A., two big cities. I had a good time there as well. But when it was time to do something different with my life, I was like, man, I'll come back to Sacramento. And I haven't been disappointed not once coming back here to Sac.
We'll talk more about this for sure. And you're not disappointed in coming back to Sacramento. You won't be disappointed if you go to maptrition.com right now and check out Map Training. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout to get 10% off your order. It's going to be a really, really long day for DLO and KC today. Got my all-day BCAA stash. Got some caffeine over there stashed in the refrigerator as well. But for the 7th straight workout, since joining MapTrition and MapTraining, man, my workouts have been on fire. I'm hitting an entirely different level now with the thermogenics and the strength enhancers that I'm taking right now. I'm on top of the world. This green shake that I'm taking is really, really, really good as well. You could try all of this stuff. You can ask questions. Greg will be there to answer them. I'll be there to answer them if you have some questions. MapTrition.com, promo code DLO1320. We'll talk more about our city when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You know how Ring has those, like, almost like social media posts, like they like their community posts where in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Right.
I have all of those turned off because I find people.
Oh, you don't want to know when there was a loud bang.
No, yes, all of that is turned off except for stuff relating to pets.
Mm.
A lot of people in that area seem to lose their pets every freaking day. It's so frustrating. I'm looking at this alert, like, this dog just walking along the street. Like, what is this dog doing out there?
Yeah, that happens maybe not as often, but because I do have the alerts on. And lost dog or hound dog or something like that.
Yeah, the only ones I leave on are the pets ones. Anybody know what the sirens are? Man, what? Mind your business. What's wrong with you people?
Guy going around looking at packages on the... Well,
Paul. Yeah, he works for UPS.
Wait.
Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
Wow.
Hold on.
Hey. Wow. Late flag on the play.
Pause, man. Pause.
Sorry. I'm sorry. The guy's doing what?
That was one of those where like you take a three, but your foot was on the line, so we had to go back and review it. We didn't catch that initially.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. Pause.
Yeah, it's all right.
Bro, you're like the 80s Raiders in this game. You know that?
What was the guy's
He's
name?
Like, who was it? Who was after Gruden?
Bill Callahan.
No, the second Gruden. The one that they really liked. No, it wasn't even him. Who was it?
Del Rio?
No, maybe it was Del Rio who said, they're just going to learn how to officiate us.
Might have been Del Rio, I think.
I can't remember if it was Jack Del Rio or not, but I can't remember who said that. But he was like, the Raiders were getting penalty after penalty after penalty. They're just going to have to learn how to officiate us. That's KC. Just going to have to learn how to officiate me over here. You mentioned before the break, because the Bay Area series, the final Bay Area series, San Francisco, Oakland, all of that. I don't know. And it all started because TC called and said Joe, our boy, Butcher Boy, was speaking unfavorably about Sacramento.
And I did hear a little bit of that. I didn't hear TC's call, and I don't know how long that went on for Joe, but I was like, oh, man, they're going up to Sacramento.
So for clarification.
They're going to play in 110-degree heat every day. I'm like, all right, sir.
So he's taking shots at the park, which is not a major league ballpark. We know that. In the heat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just it's a dismissive he speaks like a Bay Area guy.
Mm.
Very dismissive of Sacramento. Like, oh, who wants to go to Sacramento? And okay.
Have you been to Sacramento? Other than for a California Classic or whatever you came for? Have you spent time in the city? I don't know. I guess everybody has different things in life that they like. Like I really did love being in D.C. for the summers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to live there, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we were, if you just measured it in miles, like maybe 4 miles from the arena.
Mm-hmm.
That could take 10 minutes.
Right.
That could take 45 minutes. Like, you weren't really sure. Oh, and let the president be driving by.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to take you an hour and 20 minutes. Or if the president decides to come to the game that night, prepare to have your car searched, maybe a cavity search. Prepare to walk through 47 metal detectors. Prepare to have your social security number, fingerprint, and eyes scanned.
Yeah.
Prepare for all of that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's a pass for me, dog.
Yeah.
But I loved the city. I just didn't want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Connecticut for a variety of different reasons. It was a nice place. Like, and it was beautiful. It just wasn't for me. Mm. I came back to Sacramento because I love this city. Like, I genuinely love the city. Every time I go to L.A., I love it here. I'd never live here.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. But I do. I love the different things that I could do here. I love New York for 4 days. Get me the hell out of there on the fifth one. But for 4 days, I love it. Love going to Vegas. All destination spots. But to live... To make my home,
mm-hmm.
Sacramento.
I love living here. It is, especially at this point in my life, it is unbelievably convenient, and it's a great place to live. It's a great city, great community. Like I said, I go to these places, and here's the other thing about it. Like, I don't know. I'm not judging anybody or anything else like that. Get it how you live. Do what you do. I've never been anywhere. And we even joke about like Bakersfield, right? Been to Bakersfield. I've never been anywhere and just been like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. This is so miserable. Maybe I'm pretty easygoing.
You are.
Maybe I'm pretty easily entertained, but especially like if I'm with like a people yeah. that I'm with, it's fine. Like it's cool. Like I don't need the beautiful Bay Area views or anything else like that. Like no, I have as good a time in the Bay Area as in Sacramento and vice versa.
I also don't need clouds for 365 days a year.
That is kind of underrated. All bad. Like I told you what damn near made me move to LA. I simply woke up and saw the sun and I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. The sun is out when I wake up. Like I was like, this doesn't happen in the Bay Area. I'm living in San Leandro. Wake up every morning. It's cloudy every single morning.
But again, when we say the Bay Area, we're more specifically talking about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like my sister lives in San Carlos, which is a little like it's right by Palo Alto. Mm-hmm. Like it's like 15 degrees warmer there. That's the Bay Area still, yeah. Right?
I lived in Hayward and went to school there and then lived there for a couple years. I stayed in San Leandro, you know, hop, skip, and a jump from East Oakland. Hop, skip, and jump from the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Like we were a freeway exit up from the Coliseum and was working in downtown Oakland. I'd catch the bar every morning to go to downtown Oakland. And I had a great time in the Bay Area. I think it's a great place. I enjoyed myself out there. But if you ask me right now, like if 95.7 was like, hey, you know, we'll take contract aside, like same pay, come work in the Bay Area. Nah, I'm cool.
Like same pay my ass.
Hey, you better bump that. Same pay my ass.
I'm saying comparable, like where I'm not like, if I'm getting Brandon Ayuk $30 million, well, you know, hey, let's talk about these dubs here.
You're taking a pay cut from what you're getting now.
Talk about these dubs here.
No. Cal's 916 brings up a good point.
How great Draymond Green is for the morale of the team.
Maybe we just let everyone sleep on Sacramento. Sacramento kind of stinks. You guys don't want to move here. You guys don't want no part of this.
That's not working.
Yeah, they're
already here.
Coming in droves out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're already here.
But it's fine in the Bay Area. It was fine, but it was like, all right. When we decided to move from LA, we didn't even look at the Bay Area. Like we didn't even look at the Bay Area. We was like, to be honest with you, and this isn't to say one is better than the other. We talked about, for like personal reasons, we talked about Fresno before we talked about the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't worth it from, you know, what you're quote unquote getting as opposed to how much it costs to live out there. So it was like, all right, Sac, whatever the case may be. But the whole point of it is you can come to Sacramento and have a good time. And I think professional teams are going to realize that. The players that play here. Once again, we say this all the time. There's a reason. Like as far as like what's retention? Sacramento, like ex-Sacramento Kings, the retention rate is extremely high for ex-Sacramento players.
We just lost Bobby.
Bobby, be back here. Bobby just had a golf tournament. Like
that's right. Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Bobby come back all the time. So the retention rate for people who end up being here, like, because when you talk about, oh, players aren't going to want to play there, hey, the ones that are here, like, it's all good.
Speaking of players that are here, did you see Andre's latest just IG post?
No.
It was just pictures.
Andre who?
Stojakovic.
Oh, no.
He looks exactly like his dad.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
that's why I seen him a couple weeks ago.
Like, there was one picture. He's on the floor. He was clearly working out. It was like, oh, my God.
Paige just spit him out.
That's crazy. He looks exactly
like his dad. Paige just spit him out.
And to our man, Butch. Butch is kind of a worker. Like, he may not love pro wrestling the way that he does, but mm-hmm. we do. But he is a worker in that he might feel like trash in Sacramento is what his audience wants to hear, and that's fine. And some of it might just be misplaced anger.
Some of it,
like y'all's frustration is with Fisher. It's not with Sacramento. Like they were going to play somewhere. We opened up an opportunity for our economy, for our city, for them to play here. I'm sorry you don't like it. I'm sorry you disagree with it. But your hatred towards Sacramento or your annoyance with Sacramento or your negativity towards Sacramento, it's completely misplaced.
And I'm not here to talk about what could have been in Oakland, because I believe in a fan base. I believe in the city of Oakland. Yeah. You know, if everything was on the up and up, it could have been a great situation. I understand the whole Fisher dynamic or whatever, but it, when I say what I'm about to say, it's no knock on what could have been in Oakland, because I believe in that fan base. But they can talk crazy about Sacramento, all this other stuff. It is going to be 10 to 15 times better here in Sacramento than it has been in Oakland for the A's, as far as ambiance, support, all this other stuff. Fisher is Fisher. I'm not here to defend him, but we talked about it yesterday. Come on, man. The Coliseum, and you've got your reasons why. They were putting like 2,500 people in those seats.
Yeah,
that's the reality of what was going on. Everybody has the reasons for it being that way, but that's what it was. Ain't going to be 2,500 people here. It's going to be 14 to 15 every single night.
The greater issue, like, Fisher's horrible. There's no debating that or anything along those lines. Like, Fisher is awful. Mm-hmm. But that city has lost the Raiders, the Warriors, and the A's in a really, really short span. And it has significantly bigger issues than their sports teams. And there are people that we've elected to office who need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Oakland isn't, you know, no city should be disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
A city the size of Oakland should absolutely not be disregarded.
Right.
The amount of people there that are struggling, the amount, the volume in which that economy is struggling. Like, this is a microcosm of a far greater problem in that city. And that's the most upsetting part,
mm-hmm.
is you're watching Oakland kind of fall apart.
Right. Right. And some would say being able to keep your teams would help with the morale of the city. And I can understand that. I was thinking about it on the way in, man. It's just, I feel terrible for Oakland.
Yeah,
losing
absolutely.
All the teams like that. The Warriors are kind of whatever. I understand the dynamic of, you know, them getting upset when people say they're still in the Bay Area or whatever. It's just over the bridge. I understand the separation between San Francisco and Oakland. There are people on both sides that don't
won't
cross
go to the
bridge
other. Yep.
For months.
That's right.
So I understand when they're like, no, it's not just they're still here. Like, I get it. But they're still there. The Raiders and the A's? Man, that's the one word. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. So I absolutely have, you know, empathy and sympathy for that situation. But Sacramento is a fine place. Sacramento's gonna do really well with this opportunity for however long the A's are here. And we've talked about this from the Monday when we got them ratings about the gold medal games.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sports town. You put sports here, professional or minor league, it's going to blossom. It's going to be good vibes. It's going to be supported the entire time. And I know Dr. David was like, you can't ignore the reasons as to why. I'm not ignoring the reasons why. We talked about the reason why.
Why they're not supported. Got you. Yeah,
why they weren't supported. We talked about
Understood.
The reasons why.
Yep.
We all agree on the reasons why.
Yep.
But the reality is of what it is, it's going to be better here in Sacramento than it was in Oakland. Hell, you can make the argument it might be better here in Sacramento than it might be in Vegas.
Yeah, no, you absolutely can. It took me a minute to register what you were talking about. You were talking about the A's. I was thinking, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
You know what I mean? So
we have no idea what that move, if there is one to be made,
I'm
to Las Vegas looks like.
I'm starting to think it's not going to happen.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way. And this is where I'll always believe Vivek made the right gamble.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll go a step further. I don't think Vivek gambled anything.
Mm.
Like, because if they moved to Vegas, that was always the plan.
Right.
The upside is if something falls apart, you're right there to capitalize on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.